fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and here we are in Christmas week. What a great time of the year for us. I hope you've had a chance so far this Advent to kind of dial into the season and allow the Word of God, allow the church as well to guide you and to help you see the gift that God has given to you in His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. You know, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him would not die, but would have everlasting life. This whole season is leading to, right, the celebration of Christmas coming up here at the end of the week, and such an extraordinarily important time for all of us. I was just thinking today of the memories I have of growing up and how special Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, the celebration, was one of those profoundly family culture-shaping events every year. But I'm grateful to my parents. We had lots of gifts at Christmas, not at super abundance every year, but really because of the way my mom and dad approached it from the time we were children, it really was centered on Jesus and the gift that He is to all of us, and celebrating together as a family and making it really special and setting it aside. It never really felt materialistic to us, at least to me it didn't, because there was so much around it with the liturgy and the food and the family prayers and just kind of dressing up and decorating, and so much of the decoration was obviously around the person of Jesus. Beautiful nativity scene was always present. And over the years, it evolved what we did as a family, but it really was a culture-forming time. And I just think at the beginning of the week, I want to encourage you too to think about your own life and how you celebrate Christmas, and to sit down and really give it some serious thought, be very intentional about asking ourselves the question, do we have the right balance for our time together? Have we thought it through? Because it can be such a busy, hectic time, just kind of the run-up to it is intense. You know, we're busier than any time of the year, which makes it harder for us to kind of dial into making the most of the time, and to say, okay, what are we going to do in that 24-hour period, that 48-hour period, to really set aside that time for the Lord, to consecrate it to the Lord? What are our family customs? What are the things we want to do to build in the habits of directing our gaze together as a family to the fact that Jesus has come to our family and that God Himself has established our family, and that we want to define our family based on God's initiative, which began in the incarnation? We want to define who we are based on God's revelation. And so what kind of prayers do you do as a family? What do you sing songs? Do you, you know, sing Christmas carols? Do you go to Mass together? I hope everybody goes to Mass together. Do you take time to read Scripture together? Lots of families have different ways of celebrating, so I just want to make a simple exhortation at the beginning of the week to say, think about it. Take some time, moms and dads, husbands, wives, mom, dad, whoever, to say, okay, what do I want to do this year to make sure that this time doesn't get away from us? And so, you know, one of the things you can do is turn off the TV. Say, look, you know what we're going to do for a day or half the day or whatever? We're just going to turn the TV off. We're going to have time together. We're going to have a time to do some of the things that I just described. We're going to create the space to allow our hearts and minds and our gaze to be turned toward God and to be in a posture of receptivity. And here's the bottom line for me today is what God wants this season to be for each one of us is a time not of just gift-giving to friends, neighbors, family, but a time for us to receive the gift. We give gifts in this season because we want to be like God. We want to love our neighbor. We want to celebrate, which is wonderful. It's an important thing to do. But I believe the Lord's saying, create space in your mind and heart so you can receive the gift of my Son. To not just see Him in the manger, or the crutch that you may have below your Christmas tree or somewhere in the house, but to let the truth of His coming and the purpose of His coming go deeper in your own life. Have I really welcomed Jesus? Have I received Him into my heart? Have I enthroned Him as St. Peter said, enthrone Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord. Have I done that? Have I given to God what belongs to God? The first fruits of my life, my time, my talent, my treasure? Is Jesus the reason that I'm alive? Is Jesus the reason why I get up in the morning and I'm glad and happy and excited to take on the day, the gift of a new day? Is Jesus the reason I'm a father and a husband? Do I live as St. Paul says? Beautiful line. Now that I know Christ as Lord, St. Paul said, we make it our aim to please him. Receive the gift of God into your heart this year in a new way. Be determined to find room, to make room in your heart and mind, to receive the revelation of Jesus' love for you. St. Paul tells us in Ephesians, you know, he prayed so passionately, so earnestly at the beginning of that letter that he wrote to the community in Ephesus, that God would give them a gift and that the Holy Spirit would give them a gift of revelation. And this is the greatest gift we can have in the season of the Father. The Father wants us to see the Son, and the Son wants us to see the Father. Chapter 1, verse 15 and following. I'll just read it as a kind of meditation. You can sense the earnestness of Paul's heart. And Paul knows the gift. He's received the treasure. And it's a complete game-changing, life-transforming gift. It sets us on the path. It brings us to new life. And he's praying that you and I, that each one of us could receive it. For this reason, because I have heard your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Friends, the Lord is happy that you may be getting some presents for Christmas, a new coat, a new set of gloves, or toys, whatever. But what this season's all about is that each one of us would make room in our heart and mind for this, for a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which you're called, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe, according to the working of his great might, which he accomplished in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and made him sit at the right hand of the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above everything that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Here's the central gift that the Father wants each one of us to receive. Knowledge of God. Revelation. Let's pray right now, friends, that Lord, I pray for a miracle of grace and working of your Spirit in the life of every person who's listening and for all their family members, that you would give to each one of them a fresh revelation in the knowledge of you. And I pray, Lord, that you would enlighten the eyes of their hearts, that you may know, that they may know what is the hope to which they are called. This is so key for us now. The world is shaken. It's shaken by terrorism. It's filled with angst. It's filled with anxiety. And this is the season when God established his beachhead in this earth, sending his Son to win a victory, to deal with the fundamental problems that shake the human heart, and that the crises and all the angst in the world that everyone's so afraid of right now, these are just signs. These are just other, once again, just like throughout all history, it's the sickness of the human heart coming out, and its disorder and its chaos, its bondage. We don't need to fear it. We need to fight it spiritually, but we don't need to fear it. Jesus Christ in that crib, in that manger, on that silent night, as we gaze upon him, may the Lord let us see the hope to which we're called. Friends, the victory's been won. This world will be in travail until the Lord comes again. This is not our home. We're literally in exile from our home. But we see Jesus now and the victory that he's won. Take a deep breath and welcome the King into your heart. Because what the Holy Spirit wants to do is he wants to show you who Jesus is and to say to you, all is well. All is well. Don't be afraid of any trial or any difficulty. You've been purchased at a price. Christ has laid hold of you. All power and dominion, as Paul is saying here, it's so important for us to see the immeasurable greatness of power that's within each one of us. Where did that come from? From the gift of the Father. He wants your attention. The Father wants your attention this week. Find some quiet space. Stop at a church and go to a Eucharistic chapel. And quiet your heart. And listen to the readings. Listen to Our Lady this week is highlighted. You know, Mary's Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. That same reality that she experienced, that she declared, the Holy Spirit wants to give to you so you can make the same one. Why? Because I can see the Lord. Because I understand who he is. Because I know he's come to save me and he's given me the gift of eternal life. And nothing can separate me from the love of God. Friends, it is a precious treasure. One that we ought to celebrate with all we've got this week. And thank the Lord, thank the Father for the gift that he's given. It's the greatest gift you'll ever receive. It's the game changer, literally. You're a new creation. That's what he's offering you. Heaven and earth. And all that you fear in this world will pass away. And what he wants to give you is eternal glory and rest in him. Friends, let's turn our hearts to him at the beginning of this week and make it special. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new book, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.